Ladies and gentlemen, this is the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting of August 28th, 2008. It's 9:30 a.m. We are in the State Capitol Building, LCR 1 and 2, in Pierce, South Dakota. Check the telephone lines to see who is joining my fellow commissioners, Steve Kolbeck and I. Dusty Johnson? Dusty, we can just barely hear you. A little bit better. Talbot Wysorek?
I'm on the line.
Mary Sisak?
Present.
Bob Saar?
Present.
Brett Kenneke?
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning to all of you. And is there anyone else on the line? Thank you. We will start then with our agenda of the ad hoc commission meeting. First item up is electric. EL08-020 in the matter of the petition of East River Electric Power Cooperative Incorporated for a declaratory ruling on a 115 kV transmission line design. And I believe Bob Saar is on the line for that item.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman. We have worked with the Deputy Executive Director and PUC staff on scheduling this matter. We did have a conflict for today's meeting, so we have requested that this be heard at a later time, and I believe it looks like the first commission meeting in September should work for all involved. That we would respectfully request that the commission grant the extension.
Thank you. The question for the commission is today, shall the commission grant the request for extension? Is there any disagreement from staff on this item?
This is Karen Kramer from staff. No, that, Mr. Chairman, that's fine. The deadline for this matter is September 5th, and so that's why we had East River file for an extension.
Thank you. Seeing no objection. Commissioners, any questions and a motion?
I'll motion in EL08-020 that we grant the request for the extension.
Any discussion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is telecommunications TC06-176. The telecommunications items 1, 2, 3, and 4 all have settlement stipulations on them, and the question on each one of them is today, shall the commission approve the settlement agreement and stipulation? We will take all four of those, TC06-176, TC06-178, TC06-188, and TC07-007 simultaneously, if there is no objection to that. Presentation... Who should we hear from on this first? A settlement agreement and stipulation was filed on August 19th, 2008, so the petitioner actually would be the one. Rolaine, do you have something?
Yeah, I think it could be either Mr. Wysorek or Ms. Sisak could go.
Well, this is Mary Sisak, and I'll be happy to start the ball rolling.
Okay. Can you put
go ahead.
The phone next to it?
Cases are all somewhat related. In particular, the 06, 176, and 07007, which involve the arbitration between Sprint and Quintel, and then the specification that Quintel filed, which addressed many of the same issues. And Sprint and Quintel reached agreement on all of the issues in the suspension docket, and also conforming language for many of the issues in arbitration docket, and that is the essence of the settlement stipulation. And as a result, we filed this settlement stipulation and Quintel filed to withdraw its suspension petition. We contacted all of the other parties to that proceeding and obtained verbal agreement that we would not object, and I believe then the settlement stipulation also called for Quintel to withdraw from the certificate of authority cases, which is 06178 and 06188, which we have done, and we would ask that the commission approve all of these related actions and the settlement and stipulation.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to be heard on these four items?
Mr. Chairman, Talbot Wysorek. I believe Ms. Sisak gave a good summary of where the parties are on this. And so I wouldn't have anything to add unless there's a specific question.
Thank you, Tal. And
Commissioner Brett Franke here. I agree with both Ms. Sisak and Mr. Wysorek.
Thank you, Brett, and thank you, Mary. Are there any questions? Hearing none, commission action.
You want to take a question at a time, Mr. Chairman?
Why don't we just take the settlement?
Okay.
Yes, the question for one through four on approving the settlement agreement.
I would motion to approve the commission, the settlement and the stipulation, that the commission approve the settlement and the stipulation. And TC 06, 176, 178, 188, and TC 07007.
Any discussion on that motion? Commissioner Johnson? Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
And Hansen votes aye. We're having a major difficulty in the web is not being able to pick up anyone who's on the telephone calling in. So I will simply announce that Commissioner Johnson voted yes on that item. The next item is TC06-178, 188, and 007. And the question for the commission is, shall the commission grant the motions to withdraw on those three items? And Ms. Wiest.
Yes, for 178, there were motions to withdraw by STTA and Swiftel. For 188, again, there were motions to withdraw by STTA and Swiftel. And in 07007, it is STTA's motion to withdraw.
Thank you. Is there anyone on the telephone who would like to address these items? If not, commission action. I will make a motion on items 2, 3, and 4, TC06, 178, 188, and 007, excuse me, that the commission grant the motions to withdraw. Any discussion on that motion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson voted aye. Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. That brings us to item four, the question, shall the commission grant Swiftel's motion to withdraw its petition? Does Swiftel have anything to add to this discussion?
No. We would ask that the commission grant this motion.
Ms. Wiest?
Nothing further.
Hearing no objection, commission action. On TC07-007, I will move that the commission grant Swiftel's motion to withdraw its petition. Any discussion? Hearing none. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson votes aye. Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes yes. The motion carries. That brings us to item five in the matter of the petitions for suspension or modification of 47 U.S.C. Section 251B, Subsection 2 of the Communications Act of 1934 as amended in dockets TC08-006 through TC08-027 inclusive. The question before the commission is, today shall the commission approve the stipulation? At its August 6, 2008, ad hoc meeting, the commission granted a further temporary suspension. Ms. Wiest, do you have anything on this item?
Maybe Mr. Wysorek would like to go first on this.
Thank you. Mr. Wysorek.
Chairman, this is the approval of the stipulation wherein the wireline carriers or some of the carriers that were concerned about the VoIP aspect entered into a stipulation as to the fact that any suspension under the granted under here would not impact them and was submitted on the 17th of July, and we had asked that that be approved.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment on this item? Hearing none, commission action.
I'll motion on TC-08-006 through TC-08-027 inclusive that the commission approve the stipulation.
Discussion by the commission. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson votes aye. Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
Hanson votes yes. The motion carries. Is there any further business come before the commission at this time? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
There's a motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.